President Trump's leadership of the Republican Party has prompted some Republicans to leave that party. They're not at home as Democrats either and may opt to call themselves independents. But if your name is on the ballot this November, that I next to it could spell trouble. Here's Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters.
Northwest Iowa is one of the safest places for Republicans in the country. It's represented in the U.S. Congress by hardliner Steve King, who has a long history of controversial positions and comments. David Johnson also represents part of Northwest Iowa. And while King might look to the White House and see a kindred spirit, Johnson uses these words to describe Donald Trump's rhetoric.
Misogynistic, race-baiting, bigoted.
David Johnson is a former dairy farmer who's a senator in the state legislature. He was a prominent local leader for George W. Bush and Mitt Romney during their presidential campaigns, but he left the party after Donald Trump became the presidential nominee in 2016. Now Johnson is up for re-election and faces an uphill battle. Even though he was a reliable Republican vote for nearly two decades and has not been opposed, either in a primary or a general, for 12 years.
There's no regrets here. I'm getting quite a bit of support from people that I never got before.
One of those constituents who's changed her mind is Erica Schultes.
Did I like him before he switched? No, I did not.
Schultes is a realtor and raises hogs and chickens. One of the issues she finds important is the environment, which in this part of the country usually centers on hog farms. So she was surprised to find a champion of hog farm regulation in Senator Johnson.
I've even been told that my job was only to represent Republicans. You know, the Democrats be damned.
Since leaving the party, David Johnson has been free to go to the middle, voting with Republicans in favor of issues like abortion restrictions, but also siding with Democrats more regularly than he had. On this day, Erica Schultes is at the Little Swan Lake Winery near Estherville, Iowa. Winery owner Diane Benjamin opens a bottle of red. Schultes and Benjamin have been happy to see their state senator publicly evolve, especially in a part of a country they say where people's votes have been a foregone conclusion, not even worth talking about.
A lot of political conversations don't take place that maybe should take place.
I don't think they take place out in the open.
Right.
I think they do take
exactly.
place behind closed doors.
They're hoping behind those doors there's enough support for an independent Johnson to keep his seat. Evan McMullen made his name as an independent presidential candidate in 2016. He thinks there's a lot of voters in the middle, even in a rock-ribbed Republican district like this one in Northwest Iowa.
They're sort of homeless in this environment and looking for something new, but at the same time, there's not much political infrastructure to support people in that space, which I believe are a majority of Americans.
And there are a number of former Republicans who are counting on that majority. There's one running in Nebraska for governor. There's another running for U.S. Senate in Missouri. Here in Iowa, now independent Senator Johnson is facing Zach Whiting, an aide to Congressman Steve King in November. No Democrat has announced yet. Simpson College political science professor Kedron Bardwell says Johnson faces a tough road ahead.
This is the trap of American politics. We are a two-party system, and the rules that we have, winner take all, create a two-party system just by nature.
Bardwell says independents can definitely influence a race's outcome. It's almost impossible to win. Evan McMullen got just over 12,000 votes in Iowa. Donald Trump, more than 800,000. David Johnson is facing just a sliver of that electorate in November, but the challenge may be just as great. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Des Moines.